Blog Talk Radio.
Culture Shock Entertainment reports.
My screen just went, okay, it's okay. Welcome to, I'm going into the chat room already because I'm still unable to retrieve phone calls from co-hosts or listeners or guests, but I am in the chat room right now. So my screen had gone blank, so I was like, wait a second, I was hoping I was not all offline. So good morning, welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth. It is Thursday. Excuse my raspy deep voice. If it sounds a little groggy, it's just that morning voice. So my apologies if it's like, if you're saying like, oh, her voice is so annoying this morning. I have a raspy deep voice, and it's just this morning voice. But good morning to you. I hope you and yours are doing fine. And then, hey, you're listening worldwide. It's evening and nighttime, if you're listening, some of my friends are listening across seas and around the world, good night and, you know, hello, happy nighttime to you. But good morning, I'm in the deep south, so it's Central Standard Time to be exact. It's 5:38 right now. So just glad that you are spending a little quality time with me again this morning. I thank you again so much for your support. And what I was saying is I still have not completely connected with our wonderful upgraded studio switchboard system, because I'm still working on upgrading my browser. But thank God I can still, you know, broadcast the show. You all can chat with me. Come in this chat room and chat with me and respond to me so I can know that my chat room is A-OK also. So you can call and just listen at 1-714-409-014. That's the guest and listener number also, but I'm unable to retrieve phone calls right now. But you can call and listen to the show if you don't have access or just don't feel like listening online. Now, today's topic is a topic. This show is to bring up the topic, and I look forward to broadcasting more shows on the topic of angel investing and venture capitalism. So this is just a start up a conversation show, because I'm looking forward to talking to those who seek angel investors and venture capitalists, and those of whom are angel investors and venture capitalists. So really, this is just a show to bring up the topic of that. You know, what are the define angel investors, and what are VCs? You know, when you see VC, that means venture capitalists. What are venture capitalists? So pretty much it's just a show just to bring up the topic of, and to encourage you if you are one to seeking angel investors, and to encourage angel investors and venture capitalists, you know, that, hey, there are so many, which those who are angel investors and venture capitalists already know that there are just a galore of small startup businesses and entrepreneurs who need their assistance. But matter of fact, the show Shark Tank is a good example, I assume, in being angel investors, you know. So because they use their own money. That's one thing about angel investors. And the difference in venture capitalists is angel investors invest their own money. So I am in the chat room, and I see a guest has appeared. I am saying what's up, and please respond so I can know that everything is okay. In the chat room. So, and shout out to Prince and MPG. They're jamming in Paris a favorite city that I've never been to. I've never traveled abroad. The farthest I've been is Nassau, Bahamas, twice, and I would love to be there right now, too. But one thing about Mississippi, we have wonderful weather, too, down here, which you all already know. But I'm saying hello to those in the chat room. And I'm asking them to please respond, so I would know that the chat room is that the chat room is functioning properly. I guess I should call these shows test shows because I am learning this stuff. You all remember my show just premiered on March 21st, and that's why I am so ecstatic, and thank you so much for your support, because it is a developing show, a show in development, and you all have been awesome in encouraging topics and just supporting the overall show. I want to shout out advertisers also. Don't you all think the advertisement on blogtalkradio.com is just awesome, right? Just so cool. And then with the growth of my show and the growth of my support, I have gone ahead and signed up where I can earn a percentage of the advertising sales. That's one thing that is good about Blog Talk Radio, that that the host, the producers of our own shows, we if we have pretty good traffic on our shows, we can and advertisers are loving it, and it appears that I'm loving advertisers, and there have been some pretty good advertisements on my doing my show and doing just overall blogtalkradio.com. So I have signed on, you know, to opt into, you know, receiving a percentage of advertising sales. So if you all are interested in advertising on blogtalkradio.com and advertising doing my shows, broadcast and rebroadcast of my archive shows, be sure to contact blogtalkradio.com for more information on advertising. I'll talk more about advertising in the near future also, but I just want to let you all know that that's another decision I had made. Please respond so I would know that the chat room is functioning properly. If you visit the chat room, please respond back to me with a good morning or something so I know that the chat room is functioning properly. That would be, much help. You know, I pretty much know what's going on. So, So, like I said, today's topic is about angel investing and venture capitalism. It's pretty much just I'm sounding like a broken record, but it's important to mention it. I hope you enjoyed yesterday's show because I enjoyed presenting it. Really, I have enjoyed every show that I've presented since day one. And Monday's show that I didn't get a chance to present because I was like, okay, what is going on? So I'm glad I tinkered around and found out that I could still broadcast. It's just maybe not at 100%, but I'm broadcasting at pretty much 90%+. You know, you all can hear me. You can listen to the archive shows. You can listen to me in my Construction Intent Reports in its entirety if you call in or if you're listening online. And the, so that's pretty good. Only thing is, you know, it's an important part of the show, but at least I'm not off the air. I'm on the air. So, you know, the geek in me surfaced, and I'm glad I figured that out. But I'll be in contact with the staff and, you know, on following instructions with that. And then also one of my dear friends also had instructed me on some things I need to do with upgrade. And we had a blogtalkradio.com training class yesterday, one-on-one. And so, you know, just like with the more cosmetics that I sell, the blogtalkradio.com community is very supportive. The host and the listeners and so on and the staffers, we all are very supportive of one another. So I thank the listeners who have created their username listener profiles so they can interact with us through messaging and talking with us in the chat room. And thank you again for doing that, because I saw your supporters and listeners. I also can, you know, you all can interact with each other. Even listeners can message each other, interact with each other if they create their blogtalkradio.com profiles, then also connect on their other pages. So I have tweeted and I have posted info regarding angel investors and venture capitalists. I have about 12 more minutes before the 30-minute duration of the show is over. And also this morning I've been channel surfing, watching local news weather channel, Mike and Mike in the morning. They're broadcasting from Chicago. I've listened to ESPN radio overnight. So there's been so much sports news. Wow, you don't even know where to begin. But, you know, they did go ahead and held that rookie symposium. I'm glad they didn't cancel that, because I remember a few weeks ago they were talking about canceling that. And it looked like things might happen, you know, that the NFL lockout might end. It seemed like they might be making, just from the sound of it, they might be making some, you know, some steps into a good positive direction. But I have it on Morning Joe right now. But I'm focused on hosting the show and talking with you all. Again, working with angel investors mean working with those individual investors. Those are people who look for companies that exhibit high growth prospects and have synergy with their own businesses, or compete in a industry of in which they have succeeded in, and you know, it's been successful to show that they have been successful. I was going to start off talking about venture capitalists, but I'll go ahead and talk about the angel investor, because I, in doing the promotion of the show, I also said, you know, define an angel investor and what are VCs. But I intended to talk about venture capitalists first, but I'll go ahead since I'm on angel investors. An angel investor, also known as a business angel or informal investor, is an affluent individual who provides capital for a business startup, usually in exchange for convertible debt or ownership equity. A small but increasing number of angel investors organize themselves into angel groups or angel networks to share research and pool their investment capital. You know, that's a perfect example of the hit show Shark Tank. You know, and if you're not haven't watched Shark Tank, and it's good if you have a business idea or no loved ones, or if you just like the topic of business, I recommend watching Shark Tank. That's a really great show. Angels usually invest their own money, unlike venture capitalists who manage to pool money of others, and then the money that they pool together is, you know, professionally managed. So, you know, angel investors are truly angels because they use their own money. Venture capitalists usually use money that they have pooled together. You get it? Okay. Venture capitalists, this definition, because, you know, I love Wikipedia, and I've posted on my Mark Rep page, Beth Mark Rep Girl Facebook page, I posted the definitions from Wikipedia if you didn't feel like looking them up yourself. Venture capital, VC, is financial capital provided to early stage, high potential, high risk growth startup companies. The venture capital fund makes money by owning equity in the companies it invests in, which usually have a novel technology or business model. In high technology industries such as biotechnology, IT, software, etc., the typical venture capital investment occurs after seed funding round, as growth funding round that time. It's also referred to as Series A round. So capital investment occurs after the seed funding round. That's like the first round of investing in the industry of generating a return through an eventual realization event, such as an IPO or trade sale of the company. It is important to note that venture capital is a subset of private equity. Therefore, all venture capital is private equity. But note, not all private equity is venture capital. All venture capital is private equity, but not all private equity is venture capital. Note that. In addition to angel investing and other seed funding options, venture capital is attractive for new companies with limited operating history that are too small to raise capital in the public markets and have not reached a point where they are able to secure a bank loan or complete a debt offering. In exchange for the high risk that venture capitalists assume by investing in smaller and less mature companies, venture capitalists usually get a significant portion of the company's ownership and consequently value. Now, some really cool websites to visit are to find out more about angel investors are bankofamerica.com, /business solutions, angelcapitalmarket.com, ?investors. And like I said, I retweeted and posted some interesting articles. Entrepreneur.com, Inc.com have pretty good info regarding both angel investors and venture capitalists. And, you know, I think it's a good idea to subscribe to money management magazines. Like, I subscribe to magazines like Smart Money and Money, you know, Inc., Entrepreneur.com, really. And then also it's good to join organizations, because I'm a member of NAF, and NAF provides a lot of good information. NAF is National Association of Female Executives. I'm a member of NAPW, also National Association of Professional Women, but there's some things I need to work out because I need to get more and more involved, really, with both the organizations. But even for men and just for general business people, there are organizations to join to just, you know, that really goes in depth with information regarding startup business and getting funding and so on. And it's just important information to know what's going on. And like I said, this is just a show to introduce the topic, to bring up the topic, to break the ice, an icebreaker show to bring up the topic of defining who are angel investors and who are and what are venture capitalists. But I thank you so much for your support. Not so many people in the chat room like it was yesterday and the day before, because, wow, I thank you all. It was just crowded. And I hope you don't think this is a boring topic. You all got to remember, I come from a business mindset, an entrepreneur mindset. Ever since I was a little girl, I've always been enthralled with the free enterprise system and with business. I studied business management 2 years at Jackson State after I obtained my social science degree in sales and marketing, specializing in fashion. I just love the topic of business, but things have changed in 20 years since I studied business management. And then if you don't know anything about business, but the topic of business, and you are an entrepreneur, and you have product and service, and you need investors, or you need to find out the proper way of just growing your business, you might be investing your own money in your own business. And then you don't want to just be, you know, just lose out, because many of us have experienced that. I know how it feels to invest in yourself, and then you still end up with, you know, not so happy-looking bank accounts, but you're still believing in your products and your services. I know this, you know. So in future shows, we'll talk about that too. When you almost come to, like, giving up on your dreams and goals of success in certain areas of your life. You know, so we'll talk about that too. But the show is near ending. I'm doing my best to work on time management, of staying within the duration of the show, and have about 3 minutes before I conclude the show. I love it, though, that when I do, when I can exceed the 30 minutes duration. It's just that if you're live streaming, you have to listen to the archive, I'm guessing. But if you're listening by phone, you can hear the show in its entirety. I know this. But I see a guest is in the room. Someone has come back. Hello. But, yeah. So it's just really neat. I'm just saying if they're going to respond, because I really want to know if everything is A-OK in my chat room. You know? So, but now tomorrow's topic, and it's a topic that my friend Reggie Ruffnet wanted to talk about, but because he might not be able to call in, hopefully I get the systems functioning properly 100% before I go to bed tonight. So he can call in and talk about a topic that he want to talk about, romantic love and money. But what's up, what's up, what's up? You all visit me. I thank you for your videos. I've posted some awesome videos, one from Hair Dynamics in San Diego and a healthy eating video also from a well-established health fitness guru. And you all just send awesome videos, and thank you for your messages and inspiring show topics. And be sure to visit my Mark Cosmetics, which is a Avon brand e-boutique at mymarkstore.com, Bethany Williams. But I thank you so much for your support, and I'm sure the chat room will be filled up tomorrow as we talk about romantic love and money, okay? So I look forward to networking with you all later on. Well, this morning after the show, I'm going to listen to the repeat of the show, and then I have morning things to do just like you all. But thank you for your support, and what's up? What's up is love. Thank you, and God bless.